We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're in the first paragraph to Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah discusses when it comes to a carbon Pesach, which was not slaughtered Lishma for its purpose, but rather the person who brought this offering thought it was a different sacrifice. So in the event, as we mentioned before, that it was brought during the time in which the carbon Pesach was supposed to be brought, which is the afternoon of the 14th, then that carbon is possible. It was brought on a different day, like on the 13th, which the carbon Pesach is not brought, then we say the carbon is kosher, it's considered to be a shlamim, it's like a peace offering. Now what happens if this carbon was brought on the 14th in the morning, which is not the time to bring the carbon Pesach, but it's at least during the same day? Is it considered like a shlamim, or is it completely possible? So this is a machlokus. Mishnah Gimel tells us, a Pesach sheshachtu b'shachras, b'arba asar shlo l'shma. Person brought this carbon, Pesach, but it was actually shlo l'shma, was not for its sake, and it was brought in the morning of the 14th. So Rabbi Yeshua machshir. According to the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, he says that this carbon is kosher, ki'ilu nishkat b'shlosh asar, as though it was brought on the 13th. It doesn't mean it's kosher as a carbon Pesach, but it's considered as a carbon shlomim. Just as on the 13th, if a person would have made that mistake, it's considered to be a shlomim, a peace offering. It's not an invalid sacrifice. The sacrifice has to stop. You can't do any more of it. Rather, we say it's a shlomim. So too, the fact that it was done at the wrong time, even though it's on the 14th, it was in the morning, it's considered like a shlomim. However, ben b'seira omer, kil nishchad ben harbayim. We say no. Even though it was brought in an improper time, but since it was brought on the same day, that at least constitutes on some level the zman, the time of the carbon Pesach. And therefore, the fact that it was brought on the 14th in the morning, it's considered to be pasul, it's considered to be invalid. Then the Mishnah continues with the following opinion. The Mishnah says, the Omer Shimon ben Azai, he says, Mekubal ani mepi shivim ushnaim zokein, from 72 elders I accepted, b'yoyim shayshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was placed in the stead of Rabbi Gamliel in Yavne, which is a whole story into itself, so at that point, a lot of the halachos which were being tolly, which people didn't answer, were responded to and answered. And this is one of the things that was said at that day. Shekol hazvachim hanecholim shenizbechu shlul shman kasherim. They distinguish karbonos that are eaten and karbonos which are not eaten, like an elevation offering, like an ol, which is completely consumed in the mizbeach. Now, when it comes to all their sacrifices that were sacrifices shlo l'shma, as long as that they are eaten, that's considered to be a kosher sacrifice. Except the baal, the owner has to bring another sacrifice because it wasn't brought for the specific reasons why he wanted it brought originally. It was done with shlo l'shma. Chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chatas. We said before, the karm pesach and the sin offering are exceptions, that in the event that it was not brought for those purposes, they're just completely possible. V'lo hoisif ben azai elo ha-ola. Ben azai only came to add the ola, which means that because the ola is something in which is not eaten, therefore, if it was brought shlo l'shma, it was not for the right purposes, then it's possible. However, v'lo lo chachamim, the Chachamim, as our Mishnah concludes, does not agree with us with the opinion of Ben Azai, but rather they say that also when it comes to the Ola that was slaughtered, Shlo L'Shma is also considered to be kosher, just like all other sacrifices.